It's pretty cool. I'm David Meckel, and honored to be here today to remember a little bit about Deborah in the Olympics. Paul asked me to try to capture the coming of age of Sussman Frazier, which really did crystallize at that moment. And little did I know, when I was a freshman at USC and John Gilchrist was dean and he invited Deborah in to teach my color class, little did I know at that time that I'd end up working at the Eads office and then join the Jurdy partnership and have this opportunity because John Jurdy dated Peter Muberoff's later wife at Long Beach High School to work on the Olympics. But at that time, you may not remember this, the Olympics had a spotty record. You know, Montreal had overbuilt, didn't finish on time. They're still today paying for their stadium, which wasn't done on time. Nobody wanted the Olympic Games. LA was the only bidder for it. So Peter Ubroth called John Jurdy and he said, I have this idea for a more Spartan Games. We'll use existing facilities. And John said, you know, this could work. It could be, you know, temporal. It could be kind of exciting. And it could leverage LA's creative community. So John and I sat down and we started talking. And I think within the first 3 minutes, we both said, Deborah Sussman. And the rest is amazing what happened after that. But it really started, I think of it, when Deborah met Harry. Because Peter Ubroff was colorblind. So he put in charge this guy, Harry Usher, amazing guy, entertainment attorney, knew how to work with creative people. And any of you in the audience who are Sussman Frazier clients, know this voodoo Deborah puts on you. If she understands you get the creative thing, she pulls you in. And she had a communication with Harry that was phenomenal, that allowed this thing to be much more than it was. But when we got involved in this thing, Ubroth had already struck all these deals with corporate sponsors. So we had to kind of figure out how to quickly design some design guidelines and then undo a lot of stuff because these corporate sponsors were already running off. You know, Disney had already done like this drunken parrot, Sam the Eagle, you know, trying to figure out, like, what do we do with this ship? And so, you know, we get there and I, you know, Deborah says, we gotta get these uniforms under control. The Eye of Television is huge. Levi's is the uniform sponsor. And so she says to me, we gotta go to San Francisco. So she and I jump on a plane. We go up to meet. Now, here I have to apologize because I'm going to disparage Levi's, but there was a bright light in this equation I'll tell you about. He's in the room, I think, Albert Wolski. But we get up to Levi's and we go to Levi Plaza, and they, of course, have been working on this for like a year. We just started it. And they do this whole presentation. I can watch Deborah sinking in the seat, right? And so being the, you know, the educator I am, it's coming to an end. I'm thinking, okay, I always do this with students. I'll compliment them first. This really great work. And it's even more amazing that you were able to do this without overall design guidelines. So on your second iteration, you know, I'm working all this through my mind. And they get done, and she bolts up and walks over to the wall, looks at all the stuff, and she looks out at the Levi's team and goes, you know, if you've got a problem, I've got a solution. But if you give me a solution, we've got a problem. So fortunately, as I mentioned, Levi's was at least smart enough to hire a super talented Hollywood costume designer, and who turned out Paul, I think, was like Albert was Deborah's 15th cousin. And it ended up working out okay. And it looked great on television, even though everybody at the Olympics was dressed in enough polyester to gag a Texan. So we did this over and over again. I got to watch her do this. You know, we sit down with Caltrans, we sat down with Conroy's Flowers, and every time it was the same drill. There was like this pile of shit on the wall. Deborah sat there quietly, and then somehow got up and turned, you know, at Levi's, I was looking for the exit. I thought we were going to be in shallow graves in Levi's closet. And she somehow turned the ship on every one of these. It was unbelievable. She also did something that I didn't quite understand the importance of when we were going through it. And she insisted that we cover the design effort in the press separately from the LAOC press. And this was really important. It allowed us to tell a lot of stories, to get everybody pointing in the same direction. And I think it basically revived Olympic design after that. And I'm happy to say I have no idea where the centerfold from French Vogue is, Paul, where you and I are lying down on some piece of design, but we got to the, you know, got through the Olympics, it was over, and Peter Dubroth was on the cover of Time magazine as Time Man of the Year. It was the year review issue. And Wolfgang von Eckert, who was the architecture critic for Time magazine, wrote in that issue that the Olympics was not just the years, but surely the decades most glittering and effective demonstration of the power of creative design. And I think it's safe to say you could end that as the power of Deborah Sussman. Thank you.